Macmillan Audio presents Chosen Country, A Rebellion in the West, by James Pogue. Read for you by Alex Hyde-White. Kindly separated by nature and a wide ocean from the exterminating havoc of one quarter of the globe, too high-minded to endure the degradations of the others, possessing a chosen country, with room enough for our descendants to the thousandth and thousandth generation. Thomas Jefferson, First Inaugural Address. A land flowing with milk and honey, and they came in and possessed it. But they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Jeremiah 32, verses 22 and 23. Chosen Country. Chapter 1. The Best People You Could Possibly Imagine. It was snowing the night I got to the refuge. It had snowed for almost the entire drive from Portland, and it was only with some difficulty and by the use of tire chains that I'd made it over Mount Hood and through the desert. The drive to Burns, where I checked into what the clerk told me was the last room at the local Days Inn, had taken 8 hours, which is not so much longer than it takes to drive in any direction from the town to a city of any size, by measure of distance from an interstate.